This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. It's really good to share a few minutes with you today. I hope that you're well. Now, I like the story of a lady called Barbara Bennett in Washington in the United States. And Barbara was just an ordinary person going about her life, and she decided that she was going to sell her sewing machine. It was a Brother brand, you know, sewing machine. So she did the usual thing. She placed a classified ad in the local newspaper, and they put it in the heading Miscellaneous Items Under $50. This was the Columbian newspaper, a local newspaper that she knew. So far, so good. No big deal. But there was a problem. The problem was that the advertisement didn't come out in print exactly as she wanted. And somewhere along the line, from the time she paid for this to go into the editing process, the words sewing machine got lost. So here it was, this ad that actually said that Mrs. Bennett was offering a brother for sale. Actually, she has two brothers, matter of fact. She says, I wouldn't part with either of them. So this announcement, brother for sale, must have raised some eyebrows in this town. It got some responses. In fact, one person phoned her and she was able to give the correct information. She says that was a sewing machine rather than a person. Well, thank you very much, came the response. The person hung up, that another person actually called the phone number, called her back, and wanted to know if the price was negotiable. Well, it all ended harmlessly enough, because the paper then the next day ran a corrected ad and apologised for the omission. And one of Barbara's brothers said, well, it's okay, I needed a good laugh. Now, it's a funny story, but, you know, not every act of misunderstanding actually ends on a humorous note like that. Have you ever been misunderstood? Well, Barbara certainly was. An editor's mistake actually caused some embarrassment and some misunderstanding. And maybe you've been there, you've been guilty of poor communication. Perhaps you're trying to say something and people don't quite hear one word, and it can make all the difference. Maybe you've judged someone harshly, or you've kind of got the false motive in what someone else said. So these sort of things happen. They're part of life, aren't they? And I'm sure something along those lines has happened to you. Now, sometimes these misunderstandings can be cleared up through better information or a fuller information. And other times, the person who misjudged the situation feels foolish and says, yeah, I made a mistake. And sometimes there's nothing to be done. You know, if people misunderstand you, what can you do? I'm thinking here of Jesus. Jesus knew what it was to be misunderstood. His home life, for example, was less than ideal. His brothers made fun of the notion that he was different, that he had a divine mission. When he preached in Nazareth, that was his boyhood home, the people dismissed him. Actually, they really laughed at him. They thought he was a nobody. In fact, the question was in town then, isn't this the carpenter's son? Well, Jesus then must have felt terribly alone when people misjudged him and misread him. And the worst, of course, came on that day when he was betrayed by one of his friends. And Jesus was left to be judged by a Roman bureaucrat who didn't have a clue about the kingdom, what the kingdom of God meant. And in that horrible day and in that mess, we read in John 16 in the New Testament that Jesus had said, you will leave me alone, yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. How terrible in that moment of great misunderstanding. And even on the cross, Jesus felt that he was betrayed, that he was there on his own. And yet, you know, for us, when misunderstanding leaves us abandoned, God's presence is there. And in the New Testament, it's obvious that Jesus certainly was misunderstood. For example, in John 1 verse 11, it actually says that he came into his own world, but his own nation did not welcome him. He was abandoned. The people took sides. Many of them said to him, he's got a demon in him. He's crazy. Why would we listen to him? So when you feel misunderstood, remember that Jesus has been there. Heavenly Father, I do pray for those who do feel that today, being misunderstood. Just comfort them, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.